Chapter 14 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna Ritual, Music, Shooting, Imperialism, Calligraphy, and Mathematics are the six arts of gentlemen, of which imperialism refers to driving. Although these are no longer taught, Xu Ting's father, Lord Han, is from a noble background, so Xu Ting is slightly familiar with them. After the driver came down, Xu Ting braced herself and sat sideways on the driving seat, shaking the reins in her hand, and the horse pulling the cart went out. When Du Xian heard the movement outside, his heart jumped and with some surprise he tentatively said, "Xu Ting?" Xu Ting replied, "Yes." Du Xian's heart couldn't stop pounding. It was already late and the Du Mansion would not open its main gate, so Xu Ting drove the carriage to the side gate of the Du Mansion. When the carriage stopped, Xu Ting got off the carriage first. Du Xian opened the curtain and got out. Xu Ting gave him her hand and helped him get off the carriage. Du Xian grabbed Xu Ting's forearm, felt his muscles firm and smooth, and blushed slightly not knowing what he was thinking. Xu Qin was already waiting outside the door checking the time. As soon as Chan Er knocked on the door, he opened the door, came to help Du Xian, and said, "Master, you are back." Du Xian gave a hum, then turned his head to look at Xu Ting. After this meeting, it was time to say goodbye. "Queen's daughter, go back early, don't miss the curfew." Xu Ting looked at Du Xian and suddenly said, "August 12th, wait for me to pick you up." Du Xian blushed and walked in quickly. Xu Qin stayed behind and closed the door shyly. The date of the wedding has not yet been decided between the Zhenbian Palace and the Du Mansion, but in fact, when the woman chooses a good date, the man will generally not raise objections. Du Xian didn't know the date of the wedding, but Xu Ting directly told him, as if telling him that after August 12th, he will be Xu Ting's husband. They were all unmarried men, and Xu Ting's words were too embarrassing for them. The carriage of Du's mansion had been taken away by the servants. Xu Ting eased her emotions and raised her body to return directly to Zhenbian Palace by using light power. After going home to deal with his father's interrogation, Xu Ting rested, but before going to sleep, the figure of Du Xian was always swaying in her mind. Sure enough, no matter how calm the surface is, there will still be waves in her heart, not to mention that Du Xian is indeed incomparable. Xu Ting did not deliberately control it, and slowly fell asleep. The next day, as usual, Su Jin was eager to speak and stopped. Xu Ting saw it and treated it as if she hadn't seen it. In the end, Su Jin couldn't help but walk in front of Xu Ting and said, "Commander, at Zhexiang building today, the seventh princess wants to treat you. Commander, please be sure to show your face. Today, there is no excuse of Du Xian. The princess invited her. If Xu Ting refuses, it will be too arrogant and she doesn't know the consequences that will follow. The princess's message will be sent to the Xu family again." Xu Ting then said, "Okay." Zhexiang building was the most elegant place in the capital, and the favorite place to eat and drink for dignitaries and nobles. Even if there was a Yunshang restaurant, there is no way to threaten Zuishang's status. Yunshang restaurant has only been open for less than 2 years, and there are some novelties. And for a person like the seventh princess, it's okay to usually taste something new, but it can't match her status. After entering the private room, Xu Ting saw the seventh princess for the first time. Last night, it was only a glimpse of the silhouette. At this sight, she was indeed looking like a lady of the royal family, with outstanding phoenix posture. Yan Yunshu is a bit similar to her sister, but compared to her, Yan Yunshu is a bit low-key and a bit more elegant. Wearing navy blue robes, with her hair crown tied up high, and style of elegance. The most important thing, Yan Yunshu doesn't have the eager utility and calculation like her sister, which made Xu Ting much more comfortable. The first sight was good, and the rest was easy. Seeing Xu Ting's eyes light up, Yan Yunshu couldn't wait to start a conversation with Xu Ting. "Xu Ting is indeed a great talent of Dian. It is better to see you after hearing it. I have admired you for a long time, and would like to make friends with you. It is an honor to be appreciated by the seventh princess." Although Xu Ting said so, she was not humble at all, and her bowing posture was confusing. It did not appear humble or overbearing, and her bearing was outstanding. Yan Yunshu was delighted to see her, and became more eager to befriend Xu Ting. "Well, since Xu Ting doesn't disagree, you will be my friend from now on. Today I will treat you. I want to taste whatever you want. The border is bitterly cold, and Soi Zhao is also barren. I am afraid the good things in the capital are not available at the border." The two of them are the same, and Xu Ting was not shy after all. Although the seventh princess was young, her future is an idol princess, and making friends with her will not make Xu Ting look ahead. Queen Zhenbian has not been in the capital for long, except for her colleagues in the imperial department. Xu Ting does not have many friends, Su Jin barely counts as one. Now it is a good thing to befriend the seventh princess. After Xu Ting and the Seventh Princess had a good time in Zhejiang, the people who secretly followed Xu Ting became more active. The maiden immediately invited Xu Ting, but Xu Ting politely declined. At this time everyone was able to see clearly that Xu Ting had made friends with the Seventh Princess, instead of showing good wishes to the maiden. Officials in the line of the maiden were particularly disappointed, while the line of the Seventh Princess was relieved. In the following days, Xu Ting had a step-by-step approach, and the friendship with the Seventh Princess was initially established. With the Seventh Princess in the palace, very few people dared to force her to drink alcohol on the wedding day, and she was able to stay in the bridal chamber quickly. On July 25, the Zhenbian Palace hired people, and tied red silk boxes betrothal gifts were continuously carried out from the Zhenbian Palace. Xu Ting's marriage to Du Xian was completely organized by Han Ji. Xu Ting was his only daughter. Han Ji had put 120,000 thoughts on this. The betrothal gift was originally installed by him in more than 200 sets, which exceeded the 180 courtesy of the queen of the royal family for marrying the lord. So Han Ji can only remove and reduce from his storage, and he was forced to reduce it to 160, and he was the first person under the royal family. However, even if the queen's wedding gifts were all pretty good, these things in the Zhenbian's palace are real. The betrothal gifts continued to be carried into the mansion, and Du Miaoyan and his father, Bai Feng, eyes were red with jealousy. They were looking for a family who could get such a generous bride betrothal. They may not have such honors in their entire lives, and all of this belongs to Du Xian. After betrothal gifts, the weather gradually turned cooler, July was over, and August 12 arrived as scheduled. Du Xian's heart began to panic. Hi everyone. You can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.